the internet, to your ears, this is RFD.
Alert, 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 wake up, wake up! Do you understand what's happening out there?
I don't know about you, but I want to party. I want to rock the house. I want to take care of business, if you know what I mean, and I hope you do. So buckle your belts, grab your hats, zip your pants, and hoist your bats. We got some rocking to do tonight.
Welcome to the Stephen Roy Podcast for the 5th of March, the year of our Lord, 2025. It's great to be with you here once again. Had a great morning this morning at the men's group breakfast, the men's breakfast at Church on the Rock. That's D&I's new church here in West Texas. The South Campus is the one that we go to. If you want to check it out, check it out. cotrpeople.com, I believe, is the website. They also have a great app where you can check it out. If you're anywhere in West Texas, I highly recommend it. Got four different campuses all over West Texas and more to come. But I'm going to talk about that more on the Rumble because it was great. It was geet. Let me get a little drink of lemon lime, and then we'll go ahead and do the... I know, that was a weird voice. I'm not going to say this on the Rumble, but if you go to my ex at Stephen Roy Radio, you will see that I have a great face for radio. Now, D tells me I'm handsome all the time, so I guess that's all that counts, right? That's all that matters. If your spouse, your significant other, whoever... thinks that they like the way you look, that's all that matters, isn't it? Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not butt ugly, but, you know, I think I have a great face for radio. Anyway, let's not digress. Let's go ahead and do the Rumble. So take the headphones off because it looks better without. And I guess I could turn the headphones down because not going to be there. And fix the seat before clicking record. Here we go. Another little drink. Welcome to the Rumble for the 5th of March, the year of our Lord, 2025. The camera's over there, Stephen. Well, as you can see, I have a great face for radio. I mentioned that. To start the podcast today. And I do. No, I don't think I'm butt ugly, but, you know, my wife, Dee, she thinks that I'm handsome, and I guess that's all that matters, right? You know what? Be happy with who you are. That's the bottom line. You should be happy with who you are because God made you just the way you are. That's right. We are all the same in the eyes of God. So when people accuse me of being racist, I don't have to justify myself. I don't have to talk about a previous wife that was Jamaican and Cuban and English. I don't have to talk about a previous wife that was Native American. I don't have to talk about any of that stuff. I don't have to justify who I am. This is the way God made me. He made me bald. Yeah, I know I should put makeup on, but I'm not going to, just for the Rumble. So thanks for joining me on this Rumble. I had a great morning at D&I's church here in West Texas. Church on the Rock that you can check out at COTR. I think it's cotrpeople.com. Or you can just go to my ex at Stephen Roy Radio. I don't think I had a little piece of dust here on my phone and I'm a bit OCD. If you want to check anything out that I post, go to at Stephen Roy Radio on the X, and I apologize in advance if it's something you don't like. Sometimes I think, you know, you probably shouldn't post that, D-Bet. You probably shouldn't post that. But, you know, oh well, just because I retweet something doesn't mean I absolutely agree with what they say or that I agree, you know, that I endorse whatever I reposted. I only did it because it looked interesting. Sometimes I have to delete it. Sometimes I have to delete my comments when I find out, okay, what that person said was entirely not what I thought. So I will delete posts when it's stuff like that. Or if it later turns out to be a bunch of hooey, bunch of nonsense. But I had a great visitor this morning during the men's breakfast at COTR, and that was Pete Christie. If you're in West Texas, you probably know who he is because he is, I believe he's sports director for KCBD, which is a local Channel 11 here in West Texas. And what a great guy, humble guy. He is one of my brothers in Christ, and really, really enjoyed that a lot. But he talked about something I talked about last week. He said he sent a tape to, about a job. And he said that the general manager, whoever he sent it to, watched the whole tape because it was so good. Yeah, and he's so right. You know, back in those days, people will pop in a videotape, watch your reel. Remember I told you that last week, a reel refers to a reel of film because that's how they used to be done, right? Well, he sent this guy a VHS tape with 30 minutes of the stuff that he had done. And the guy was so impressed with it, he watched the whole tape. Now, typically, someone will look at your reel for 5 seconds and decide whether they like that or like it or not. And I mentioned that on last week's show. That's why I'm not going to edit together a reel, which in 2025 would be like a video file. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. If someone can't click the button and watch this rumble to decide whether they like me or not, well, I'm never going to be in television then. And that suits me just fine. If you want a bald guy that's going to have to put makeup on his bald head and you're interested in me for television, okay, hit me up. You can DM me at Stephen Roy Radio. It is set up for anyone to. I block enough people that do. I probably block 20 or 30 accounts every day, most of which is spam. I know the evil one sends these women to me and others. And of course, a lot of these political types that I block don't like what I post politically. Hey, if you don't agree with what I say, God bless you. I'm not going to judge you. But if you attack me on the X at Stephen Roy Radio, I'm going to block you forever. Forever. So... And the same is true of television. What's true of television is also true in radio. In radio, they will listen to you for 5 seconds, right? Maybe not even that. Listen, an old-time radio guy will say, send me an MP3. You send him an MP3. He listens for 3 seconds. Click! He decides whether he likes you or not. And that's it. He's not going to listen to everything you send him. So that's why it is so subjective. I had a program director tell me, well, you're too sing-songy. You're too sing-songy. You know what that means? That would be like if I record a break between music and I say something like, hey, I thought you might like this. That's sing-songy, right? Voice goes up and down. And then there's the puker voice. That was almost a puker voice. Oh, it sounds vile, Stephen, to say that. Well, it's a radio term. Sorry. A puker is someone that goes, hey, I am going here to hear hey. So the voice is fake like that. That's a puker, okay? I can't even fake it. This is my voice. This is who I am. And if you're watching me because you're a radio or TV guy and you don't like what you see, sorry, I am who I am. The only thing I tell radio stations is this. I am a regular guy that your listeners will love. I know, because I've worked in commercial radio, and I've worked in nonprofit. My gosh, I didn't get paid a nickel for my television show that I produced for years. Now, of course, this is back in the 90s and early 2000s. Started in 99, and when did I quit? I quit doing my TV show... Probably in 2003, probably not 2002, probably 2002, when I started doing the show on Radio Free Dish Nuts, Shout out to Dish Nut Pat. Thank you to the Dish Nuts for playing the show on Radio Free Dish Nuts. When I started doing a live radio show on the Dish Nuts, I eventually stopped doing the television show because it got too much work to mail tapes all over the nation. Now, when I worked where there was a studio that would mail my tapes, that I could get tapes from, at least some tapes from, it wasn't a problem. VHS tapes were never a problem. They're so inexpensive. You could buy like, you know, 20 for like, you know, 10 bucks. Then I used to buy that tapes. I didn't used to send SVHS tapes out anymore because they were so expensive. I would record the master on SVHS. Then I would dub it to VHS or 3/4 inch. I actually used to send tapes to Anchorage, Alaska. So from Anchorage, Alaska to Manhattan on the MNN network, the Manhattan Neighborhood Network, I used to mail tapes all over the country, all over. And I really enjoyed doing that, but it just got to be too much work. So when we started doing the show on Radio Free Dish Nuts, it was much easier to just do it live, right? But because I'm on call 24/7, it became difficult to do it live all the time. I had to be in the chair at a specific time to do the show. So that's when I started podcasting. And I think it was about 2012, something like that, I started podcasting. Might even have been earlier. Started recording the show and then uploading it to a podcast server. So I've been doing that for, I don't even know, 13, 14 years. That's how long I've been doing podcasts. Before podcasts became super popular. And I still do it today. What you see over here on the screen, that is the podcast. Testing, 1, 2, testing. So when you see me do the stupid face, I'm doing it for the microphone. Well, that's kind of silly to do it for the microphone because I'm dying in the world. Because it looks weird on television when you're watching the Rumble video. Oh, look, there's my audio. For those on the podcast, I'm referring to the Rumble video where I can see the actual waveforms of my voice. There's my laugh. So isn't that fun? It is. And that's how I've recorded the show for years. Started doing the podcast just a few years ago. So let's see. Dee and I have been together 3 years in August. I bet you I've been doing that for 5 years. Probably, maybe even longer. I don't know. Probably 5 years that I've been doing this show on the Rumble. So I hope you enjoy it. So let's go to the X at Stephen Roy Radio and see what's going on in the world since we're already over 10 minutes into the Rumble. So it's snowing in West Texas. Let's talk about that for just 1 second. It is snowing in West Texas. On my desk, I have a TV, a 19-inch, little 19-inch TV. Isn't that funny? We say little because TVs are so big now. When 19-inch used to be a good-sized TV, right? I had a 19-inch TV for years in my living room. I did. And then I went to like a 30, it wasn't even a 32. Was it a 32? No, it was smaller than a 32. Then I went to a little larger TV. Eventually, I had like a 32-inch Vio tube. That was a tube, and that was the biggest tube you could get. I'm not kidding you. That thing had to weigh over 100 pounds. It was huge. Dee and I still have a plasma TV that's like a 50-inch. That was a big-screen TV when plasma TVs became popular. So we have a 50-inch plasma in the master bedroom. And when we got an elliptical and started exercising at home, when the weather was bad like it is today, when there's global warming and snowing in West Texas like it is today, you can still exercise on the elliptical. So that's why we got it. And we put it in the master bedroom. And I'm leaning on the table. That's why this microphone keeps moving. Put it in the bedroom. And then our TV that sat on top of the armoire had to be mounted to the wall so that it could be spinned. If you kept spinning that thing on the armoire, it was going to scratch the furniture, right? So I put it on a TV mount on the wall that swivels out. So you can be on the elliptical, you can be in the bathroom, and even see the television because it turns, right? And then on the weekend, I push it up against the wall. So it's, you know, flat, almost flat, up against the wall, except for the mechanism behind it. Well, when I installed that, it was all I could do to get that thing mounted. I probably mentioned it on the show before. I know I have on the podcast. I had to set up like a little scaffold thing that I think Dee probably bought once for painting. And it's a little solid, has a solid top, maybe only gets you like 18 inches off the ground, maybe 2 feet off the ground. And then it has one step on the sides. The legs lock at a slight angle. And then there's a step. So I could step from that onto this platform and then lift the plasma screen onto the mount. And it was all I could do to lift it. That's how heavy this TV is. Well, now, TVs are way lighter. We have a 75-inch TV. That's our biggest TV on the patio. And that thing is super light. A 55-inch TV today weighs only a few pounds. It's truly incredible, isn't it, how technology has changed. When that 32-inch tube, it took two people to lift that thing onto the TV stand. It was heavy. And you had to have a solid stand to hold that 32-inch tube. So I don't even think they made larger. I think after that, back in the day, you had to have either a front projection or a rear projection. So anyway, I'm digressing. So anyway, I have a 19-inch TV on my desk, and if nothing interesting is on TV or if I'm not monitoring a channel, I put it on the weather channel. And it's supposed to snow this afternoon, but it's not supposed to get down less than 32 degrees. Ron Roberts, our local TV weathercaster, says it's going to be in the 20s tonight. But maybe the wind chill will be in the 20s, but the National Weather Service is not forecasting that. Now, mind you, the Weather Channel is not associated with the National Weather Service. They broke apart when the Weather Channel insisted on naming every storm. ISU not. Every storm, they name it like it's a hurricane. No, it is not a hurricane. Doesn't have to be named. All right, let's go to the tweeter. Let me click that real quick. Hey, and the gentleman I just told you about this morning liked my post. Thank you, Pete, for doing that. Let's go to my ex at Stephen Roy Radio. It is snowing in West Texas. Global warming? If there is global warming, why are there places all over the United States that are stuck in winter? Why is that? If there's global warming, would there be snow all over the north of the United States? Would there be snow in the Rockies? Huh, it's not winter anymore. It's spring. Is that global warming? It's just laughable. It really is. Here's today's quote. Here's today's Bible verse of the day. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Now that's an important verse from Philippians 4:5, because we should be gentle. I should be more gentle. I shouldn't say some of the things I do on the tweeter, because I am supposed to be reflecting Jesus Christ, because he is my Lord and Savior. But yet I say some of the stuff I should not say on the tweeter. Forgive me, Jesus, for doing that, because I shouldn't be doing that. I know that. I am a sinner. That's why on my ex at Stephen Roy Radio, it says imperfect Christian. I am not perfect. I am a sinner, and I sin every day. Those are perfect examples. So I wrote, as you probably know, I'm not very gentle. I have a very outgoing personality. I am a big man, okay? I'm 5'11", 3/4", 290 pounds. Yes, I'm on a diet and would like to lose more, but I eat too much. Okay, that's it. If I didn't exercise, I'd be over 300. I guarantee it. But I am very active, very active. So I have over 6,908 friends when I just checked it. So here's a good question. Sherry posted. At $179,000 a year, Scary Face Pelosi would have needed to be in Congress 3,367 years to amass her over approximately $120 million fortune. Now, last I heard, Scary Face, Pelosi, and Paulina have something like $250 million. In fact, we found out from Doge that Scary Face has been paid millions, millions for her winery in Napa. Okay, no conflict of interest there. Our taxpayer dollars are going for some ridiculous study? I don't know, something. At Scary Face and Paulina's Napa Valley Winery? That's how she's becoming a millionaire. Through massive money laundering and insider trading. Killary Clinton. Kill Bill and Killary Clinton. Scary Face Pelosi. All these politicians, they go to Washington, D.C., not rich or barely rich, and they come home multimillionaires. Malbama and Muchel are now billionaires. How do you become a billionaire?
Well, David, it's legal for Malbama to make a $1 million speech.
Really? Do you really think it's worth $1 million to hear Malbama speak? I do not, because it's BS. To hear leftist dribble, I'm not, who's going to pay to hear leftist dribble? Malbama and Cackling Cammy did some appearance together. I think it was yesterday. It was very recently. And I'm thinking, do you really think that they appeared without getting paid? I guarantee you they were paid. And isn't that sad? Isn't that sad? It really is. To be paid hundreds of thousands. Even Kill Bill, after he left the presidency, was paid $500,000 to make a speech in Russia. Yeah, while he was jackbooting alongside his communist comrades. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yeah, here it was. Let's see. Malbama, Cackling Cammy, peddle fear about the Trump administration. Isn't that sad? I mean, you're a traitor if you're lying to the American people about all the things. All the things that are happening in today in the Trump administration. You know, it's amazing to me. All these politicians, and they're not just leftist Dems, they're also rhinos, complaining about Doge cutting off massive, massive money laundering. We're talking about trillions of dollars of taxpayer dollars that have been stolen, that have been financed for the next bazillion years so that you could give hundreds of millions of dollars to leftist Dem families, to rhinos families. It's not just Dems. And now Republicans, you know, are refusing to vote or do anything. Here's another example. Recently, they wanted to make it legal for the House to vote remotely. And I said, those traitor Republicans are doing this and that. Until I found out that's what these leftist idiots were trying to do. They were trying to make it so no matter where you are on planet Earth, you can vote. Okay, well, that's not the way it is in the House of Representatives, the lower house of Congress. You have to be there to vote. You have to be there. The Senate can vote remotely. The House has never been able to vote remotely. Okay? And so you have to be there. And I don't think they should change the rules just so people never have to serve the United States of America. You know, a lot of these people don't even live in their districts. Look at Wiggy Waters. Wiggy Waters does not live in the L.A. S-hole that is her district. She lives in a mansion, not in her own S-hole district. That is how ridiculous it is. It's like Scary Face. Scary Face Pelosi has a mansion in San Francisco. Do you think it's in the ghetto? No, it is not. Well, Tevin, why is there a 10-foot wall behind Scary Face McMansion? Yeah, that's a hypocrite. When Malbama leased some house or something in Washington, D.C., they built a wall around it. Wow, we don't want a wall around the United States, but we want a compound around our mansion? Huh, seems a bit hypocritical, does it not? Yes. I have some great friends on the X at Streven Radio. I consider you friends. even if you're just a follower on the X. But there's lots of great posts, like this one's from Jeff. Sorry to inform you, but in 1866, the Supreme Court ruling in the case of the state of Mississippi versus Johnson, president, that's Andrew Johnson, he became president when President Lincoln was assassinated. In 1866, the Supreme Court ruled that courts cannot enjoin the president in his exercise of his official duties. Article 2 of the U.S. Constitution, which outlines the powers and responsibilities of the executive branch, does not grant district court judges the authority to issue injunctions against the president. And what I have said is that they have to stop, they just have to ignore the ruling of some little court in Hawaii. Okay? You do not tell the executive branch what they can and cannot do. You can't tell the military not to defend the United States of America. You can't tell them to stop the deportation of criminal illegal aliens that are raping and murdering women and children, that are poisoning hundreds of thousands of American citizens all the way up until today. It has not stopped. Yes, now they are controlling the southern border. Yes, they are. People that they have arrested at the southern border has decreased intensely. Oh, I guarantee you that hasn't stopped people from coming here illegally. Do you want to know the most common way people come here illegally? Overstaying their visa. That's right. Overstaying their visa. They come here legally, then they don't leave. Now, look, the immigration system is just terrible. I told you the story of my ex-wife, who was a Dutch citizen, that came here when she was 8, right? And so, like, in her 20s, she tried to become an American citizen, 20s, 30s, I don't know what age it was. We're talking years and years ago. She tried to become an American citizen, and INS, this is before ICE, so it was INS. INS treated her so terribly, she never became an American citizen. It should not be that difficult. But let me tell you how her family came here from Holland, from the Nederlands. They came here because they had a sponsor. A rich Dutch family would sponsor a Dutch family to come here. They'd put them up in an apartment building they owned. And then once that family became established, got their own job, got their own place to live, they would bring over another Dutch family. This is the way it was for 100 years, for many years. You could not come here to the United States unless you could prove you could survive on your own. That means you have your own money. That means you will not be a burden on the United States of America. You had to prove that, or you had to have a sponsor that takes responsibility for you when you come here to this country. That's the way it used to be. They threw all that out. When an illegal alien can come to this country and get more aid than a senior citizen, than someone who's legitimately disabled, that is wrong. I talked to one of my brothers recently, just a few days ago. And this guy had a terrible accident. Believe it was at work. And lost one of his legs, right? The other one was terribly damaged. Finally healed, but terribly damaged. Do you know that he has not got disability? No. There's just delays and delays. Now, if he was an illegal alien and came here illegally, he would have gotten thousands of dollars a month immediately. That's wrong. That is absolutely wrong. I see some great posts all the time. This is awesome. Awesome posts, a lot of which I don't want to repeat on the air. But there you go. Iowa State students organize a funeral to mourn the closing of the university's LGBTQIAWTFAEIOU+ center. They even had a funeral procession with a pride-themed casket. Yeah, well, I got news for you there, you cyclones. Cyclones. Hey, all you cyclones at Iowa State. the campus cannot endorse anyone in the LGBTQ, EIAWTFA. I mean, there's so many acronyms, I can't even remember them all. I think there's a plus, there's a minus, there's a, like, a euro sign in there. I don't even know what's in it, because it changes daily. And when someone puts another S or another something else in there, it's like, what is that for? It's kind of like the pride flag. The pride flag kept changing with more colors. There's even one in there for pedos. You know, the college can't endorse that. No, they cannot. And they have to protect students from Jew haters. You got anti-Semites in there threatening to kill and hurting Jewish students, okay? You lose government funding when that happens. And am I supposed to feel sorry for you, Columbia, or any of these other colleges that have allowed the intimidation and actual harm to come to Jewish students? No. Two things I do not tolerate on my ex: racism and Jew hatred. If you're an anti-Semite, do not come on my ex, because I can even tolerate crazy talk, okay? As long as it's not attacked at me, and as long as it's not racist or anti-Semitic, if you're a crazy person advocating the murder of others, I'm going to block you forever. Otherwise, come and join me at Stephen Roy Radio. You're welcome to come and join me. This is a great video talking about what it was like in the United States before the income tax. And they claimed during World War I, we need the income tax to pay for the war. And it has never ended since then, hasn't it? The income tax is progressive. That means the more you make, the more they take. And what's so stupid about it is that the only people that end up paying are middle class working Joes like you and me. Working class Americans. That's who pays the majority of the taxes. I'm burping, if you couldn't tell. So, probably from all this carbonated beverage. So, if you're poor, you don't pay any taxes. If you're rich, you can pay a team of accountants to hide your money so you don't have to pay a bunch of taxes. That's why there's gazillions of bank accounts and overseas accounts. That's the truth. And the working class stiffs like you and me, we end up having to pay all the taxes. That is the truth. If we had a flat tax where everybody paid the same, there wouldn't be one person paying a lot, another person paying. It would be proportional. If I made $12,000 a year, I pay $1,200 a year. If I made $12 billion a year, I paid, you know, $1.2 billion a year, 10%, right? Seems to make a lot more sense. You could do your taxes on a 3x5 card. There would be no reason for the Internal Revenue Service. There wouldn't. And what did President Trump say? There should be an External Revenue Service. I'm going to give you a quick story. When I was in Australia in 1982, if you wanted to bring an American car there, there was a 100% tariff. A 100% tariff to bring an American car to Australia. Right? And that was to protect the Australian auto workers. That's fine, but no Australian car can come to the United States without paying 100% tariff. That's a reciprocal tariff. That's what a reciprocal tariff is. Is that so terrible? No, it is not. All right, that's going to be it for me today on the Rumble. I hope you enjoyed all my flibs. Hey, you have a great day. You have a great evening and a great week. Yes. Now you have to. That's it for the Rumble video. I will upload that and turn off all the lights. And we will continue on the podcast. Since we got snow today, I thought I'd play a couple songs for you to celebrate that. This one's a great one. Since there are a lot of people in the United States today stuck in colder weather. Zach Brown on the Stephen Roy Show.
She'd take Colorado if he'd take her with him. Closes the door before the winter lets the cold in, and wonders if her love is strong enough to make him stay. She's answered by the taillights shining through the window pane. He said, I want to see you again, but I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then? She said, you're a rambling man, and you ain't ever gonna change. You got a gypsy soul to blame, and you were born for leaving. At a truck stop diner just outside of Lincoln, the night is black as the coffee he was drinking. And in the waitress' eyes he sees the same old light is shining, and thinks of Colorado and the girl he left behind him. He said, I want to see you again, but I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then? She said, you're a rambling man, and you ain't ever gonna change. You got a gypsy soul to blame, and you were born for leaving. Born for leaving. Well, it's a winding road when you're in the lost and found. You're a lover, I'm a runner, and we go round and round. And I love you, but I leave you. I don't want you, but I need you. You know it's you that calls me back here. Close my eyes, I see you. No matter where I am, I can smell your perfume through these whispering pines. I'm with your ghost again. It's a shame about the weather, but I know soon we'll be together, and I can't wait till then. I can't wait till.
Oh my God, RFD!
White on the fall of try to keep you close to me, but life got in between. Tried to square, not be in there, but said that I should have been. Hold back the river, let me look in your eyes. Hold back the river so I can stop for a minute and see where you hide. Hold back the river, hold back. Once upon a different life, we rode our bikes into the sky. But now we call against the tide. Those distant days are flashing by.
Real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
Thank you. shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.
Children, and their children, may his presence go before. RIAA Bite Me.
Denied!
From the internet, to your ears, this is RFD.
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Go!
What are you waiting for, a graved invitation?
I ledge of allegiance of to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republican for which in my hands with puberty and nachos. Nachos for all. Whack, whack.
Well, the landslide brought me down.
Le who? The her.
Don't make me smack you.
You mean illegal cable? Who told you that? What is his name I wanted? You're offering me a bribe. What you have just done is illegal. And in this state, if convicted, you could be fined up to $5,000 or spend 6 months in a correctional facility.
I'm just jerking your chain. I'll juice you up.
Cable!
This is your in-house cable guy, Stephen Roy. It is the second hour of the Stephen Roy podcast. And you know what that means, don't ya? That's right. It means less Stephen, more music and funnies. I'm going to play some funnies for you today. I'm going to play three comics I've seen live. John Panette, Brian Regan, and Joe Coy. When John Panette became famous, I saw him on a cruise ship probably a few years after he became famous. Didn't even recognize him. Lost like 100 pounds. Saw Brian Regan and Joe Coy at our local Buddy Holly Hall. Both very funny. I laughed until I cried at Joe Coy.
I'd like to talk a little bit about Chinese buffets. I don't know if you knew this new development, but I'm not allowed anymore. They all have my picture with a big slash through it. No buffet. Buffet not for you. Son of a... You order a menu. You order a la carte. A la carte, yes. It's not my fault, though. With Chinese food, you get hungry again. Why is that? It's a different kind of hunger. You go from full to starving. Nothing in between. You go, oh, my God, I can't believe I ate all that chow mein. Hey, look, they brought egg rolls. Two, please. I went to a grand opening of a Chinese buffet. I got a flyer in the mail. And it said grand opening, and I go there with a couple of the large mammal friends. And the owner meets us at the door. We closed. Says grand opening, pal. No, we closed. No buffet here. We dry clean now. I do your jacket ready Friday. Now go. You cause trouble. Son of a bitch. I went to this one Chinese buffet, and I must say the owner was a little rude. I mean, he'd come out every hour. And look, he's still here. He go again. What he was doing, I found out, was putting more MSG in the food as I went up. So about the seventh or eighth time, I was slipping into an MSG coma. I had that never say die spirit, though. I was crawling to that buffet. must get to Lo Main. I give him enough MSG kill an elephant. He still keep going. You can't stop him. You go now. You're here 4 hours. Why you're here 4 hours? You no come here anymore. Why you have spare rib? You're so big. Eat vegetable. Eat broccoli. You scare my wife. You go now. He was so mad.
Oh, boy. Chinese buffet did not go well.
You know, I flew here. How come the first class people just, they can just get on whenever they want? I've always hated that. First class people, board at your leisure. Take your time, first class people. Coach people, no, wait, sit, sit, scuzz. Wait, little piggies. So when you do get on, the first class people, they're already sitting there. They're all sprawled out in their big thrones. Bring me the head of a pig. And a goblet of something cool and refreshing. Anyone have a fiddle? Make someone from Coach fiddle for me. Amuse me. They have fiddles in the overhead racks up there. You're not allowed to even use their bathrooms. The bathrooms up front are for our first class passengers. The coach bathrooms are located at Newark Airport. Concourse C. Concourse C, ladies and gentlemen. So when you do board, the first class people, they're sitting there. A lot of them are working as you're boarding. They have computers out and calculators. They're looking up at you like, hey, we're making money right now. Right now we're making money. Go, get in the back. Close that curtain. I don't want to see it. Even in my peripheral. Huh? Snap it. Snap it shut. What's the matter with us? They got to cover us up with a tarp. You go in the back, everybody has coloring books on. Hey, come here, where was you? Where was you at? You're in the middle, and there's 9 of us, and you're in the middle, and we have all the armrests, so you gotta sit like this. You gotta figure out a way to eat your snack while your elbows are touching. You gotta learn how to twist your little plastic utensil. I like to sit way in the back, way in the back. Except for one thing, all the good meals run out, you know. You're poking your head out from row 199. The flight attendants are this big. You can hear the good meals getting snagged. We have a turkey sandwich, a chicken quesadilla, and a cold fish head. I'm just... Oh. Wonder what I'm gonna get. So when they get to the back of the plane, they have to do that flight attendant psychology game and pretend like the good stuff never even existed. It never even was. Would you like a nice cold fish head? They're frozen solid, frozen head of fish. The eyeball's in there and the skeleton's coming out. It comes with a turnip and a spork. I was wishing you'd have one of them left. Wishing upon a star. But I admire flight attendants, man. I really do. They put up with a lot of garbage from people. Have you ever been sitting in your seat and you see somebody trying to fit something in the overhead rack that you know ain't going in there like in a million years? They have like a mattress and a lamp. You're looking at them like, what kind of perception problems does this guy have? And the flight attendants are always nice. They always run up and act like it might maybe fit. You know, oh, I don't know if that's going to get up there. We can check it for you, you moron. I know that's what they want to say. I would last about 8 seconds at that job. I'd just get up there. Does that look like it's going to fit? You have this much room, you have a dead yak. Are you okay? You don't see all these people jammed up waiting on you? You don't see any of that, is it? Oh, this is your world. It's all about you. You let us know when you're all set, Captain You Planet. And I feel bad for the gate agents because they try to get the boarding process to run smoothly, but no one will listen to them. Don't blame them. They try, they get on the intercom. Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to begin boarding. If we could ask for your cooperation, would you all please remain seated until your row has been called? Everyone, please, please remain seated. Everyone, please back away from the gate. Please back away from the gate. Somehow, by the time that comes out the speakers, it must sound like, everybody up and rush the door. Everyone, immediately try to squish your fat butts simultaneously in the small gate door area. Hurry. Push and shove, everyone. Push and shove. Do whatever you have to get on board. This is the last helicopter out of Vietnam. I'm embarrassed to be human. You're gonna get on. I want to get on before everybody else! Why? Human beings, man. I'm sure you've been at airports with the moving sidewalks. You know the whole stand right, walk left concept? Well, for some people, unlearnable. You ain't getting it in, no matter how much stimuli you offer. I've been on them where I don't understand how people don't see that that's the system. There's a big yellow dotted line going down the middle, and it's stenciled every 3 feet on the sidewalk. Stand, 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 walk, 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 walk. On the handrail, stand, stand, walk, walk. Up here, stand, walk. Pictures of people standing, walking. And I've seen footprints together in a park. And you still have people riding that left handrail. It's fun to fly. Watch them close, because they're the ones at the end of the moving sidewalk. Something changed. Something changed.
Whoever thought you could have this much fun with a PC? This is RFD.
He has a young comedian from Las Vegas. You can see him on Comedy Central's Premium Blend February 3rd. Also regular at the Laugh Factory right here in Hollywood. This is his first appearance on The Tonight Show. Please welcome Joe Coy.
Yes. Okay, I am Asian, so stop looking at me like a math problem. A lot of you guys are looking at me like, what flavor is that? Living in Hollywood, you get the worst compliments. The worst living out here when you tell people you're Asian. It's like, oh, you're Asian? I love orange chicken. What are you talking about? That's not a compliment, that's an insult. What do they expect you to do when they say that? Like, I'm supposed to go, oh, sink of you. Sink of you. Oh, the chicken very good. Okay, oh, the chicken. Okay, bye-bye, oh, the chicken. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. It is good, though, orange chicken. Oh, it's delicious. I love orange chicken. Don't thank Asians for orange chicken. Thank the Mexicans. They know how to cook it. Don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about. You go to Pan Express, the only Asian guy there is the one taking your order. You look in the kitchen, 17 Mexican cooks. Mexicans cook orange chicken so good, Chinese people are like, now that's orange chicken. How you do that, Jose? That is unbelievable. Wow, that is so tangy. Just like mama make it. Jose's like, can't tell you, family secret. I tease Chinese people, I'm just joking. We need Chinese people. America needs Chinese people. Everything in America is made in China. Right? Everything, this jacket, these pants, these shoes. China, they just wake up and start sewing for no reason. Everything in America is made in China. That should be our slogan, America, made in China. We love everything about Chinese culture, too. Kung Fu, we love Kung Fu, right? Kung Fu movies, Chinese food, we love it. We can't get enough of Chinese food. We don't care how horrible the service is, right? They're the rudest waiters on earth. They just want to hurry up and serve you, sit you down, and let you go. Right? They don't even have time to say hi at a Chinese restaurant. You ever walk into a Chinese restaurant? They don't go, hello, welcome, right? Right when you walk in, how many? Oh. Two, what are you yelling at? Play some piano. All right. Doesn't matter how busy the place is. The place can be empty and they're always in a hurry. You ever notice that? It's like, okay, you two, come here. You come. And they'll sit you in the worst spots. They don't care. They'll be like, okay, you two, you sit right here. You say, what is this? I want to sit by the aquarium. But we don't complain. You know why? Because the food comes out quick. Right? How are you going to complain when the food's already on the table? Right? You ever notice that? The food's already on the table right when you say it. Right? The words barely come out of your mouth. It's already on the table. It's like, you ready to order? Yeah, can I get some Kung Pao chicken? Is that what you're like? You did it again, Jose. I'm the river, bro. That's my time. My name's Joe Cody, guys. Thank you very much.
Now, I know what you're saying. Geez, John, I like spicy food. I do, too. I love Mexican food. I can't eat it much. It's very gassy. Yeah. Oh, I have a problem. I do. Believe me, nobody wants to pull my finger. No. You'd experience it once, you'd leap across the table to stop someone from pulling my finger. Don't pull his finger! I mean, I had to start taking that Beano. You know about this? It defarts the food. Now, that's a medical term. I'm not being fresh. You'll hear any physician say, nurse, bring me the defarter. Because I had to stop... Lady, I had to stop farting. I did. Because I was losing friends. I don't mean like they didn't want to be my friend anymore. I mean, I almost killed two of my friends. I'm driving in a car, and my friend Billy's driving, and my friend Kenny's in back, and I broke wind ever so daintily. The next thing I know, we're in a guardrail, and my friend Billy slumped over. And he's mumbling. He goes, I said, Billy, what's the matter? What are you saying? Oxygen! Now Kenny has his jacket wrapped around his fist. He smashes the window open. He's got half his body hanging out, breathing for dear life. State trooper comes by. Is this alcohol? No, it's gas. Don't go near him, officer. He'll fart on you, too. Just shoot him right now. Now, Indian food's a different level of spicy. Spicy can mean a lot of things. Spicy can mean, ooh, that burnt my tongue a little bit. This is not Indian food. Indian food, the spices have been grown for thousands and thousands of years. And they get exponentially hotter as the years go by. Until they compact it into one dish that they put in front of me. And I'll tell you, this curry chicken went through my colon like a bullet train. I wasn't at the table 5 minutes, it hit me. Hey, where's the bathroom? Way over there, huh? I don't think I can pucker my butt cheeks together any more than this. Please, God, let me make it. Don't let me take a dump in the lobby. There's a line. No. Five guys walking around the restaurant holding their ass. Isn't that appetizing? I'll give you $100 if you let me go first. Go ahead. I already shit my pants. There was a long line for that bathroom. They served all the curry at once. You can't do that. You have to stagger the curry. You could hear Indian music coming from the bathroom. Oh, that's not a sitar. That's a sound of flame shooting out of your ass. Flame shot out of my ass. I look like a drag racer. No one is behind me trying to put my ass out. He thinks the whole place is going up. Don't go near the curtains. You're burning up my restaurant. You're the big one. I don't want you in here anymore. You go now.
Oh my God, RFD!
Everybody got their Bibles?
Yes, Nathan's going to meet us at church. Come on, we gotta go.
Piece of shit, I can't believe this shit. God, I'm done. I'm done with you. I'm not dealing with shit anymore.
Sunday morning, man, she woke up fighting mad. Bitching and moaning.
Pump 6.
7 and one of those number 9s.
Then I want $100 on a scratch-off ticket. Bought 2 12-packs and a tank of gas with it. She swore they were a waste of time, all, but she was wrong.
Pray someday that you will love me only. shelter, find shelter in me. And if there's no one else to love, keep me in mind. If ever you wanted me, I'll be your man. And be a fool to let you go with someone else. Whatever you want from me, I'll be your man. And give it all up just to have you for myself. Tough, baby, hold on to me. And if there's no one else to love, keep me in mind.
Keep me in mind.
I'll hold you, darling.
Keep me in mind.
I'll be your man.
Keep me in mind.
Gonna put it on you.
Keep me in mind.
Come on, little mama.
Real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
I'm on my way to Amarillo. I can't seem to get my fill of that little West Texas town. I've got a sweet thing built right, Betty. Head to toe, she's mighty pretty living in that West Texas town. Friday comes, it's time to roll. Time for me to hit the road. I've got my eyes on the horizon. My little dish in that panhandle lights up like a Roman candle when I reach that West Texas town. Big Spring all the way to Plainview. I can't wait to get to you know who in that West Texas town. I drive through hell and half of Texas just to get to her by breakfast waiting in that West Texas town. Friday comes, it's time to roll. Time for me to hit the road. I got my eyes on the horizon. My little dish in that panhandle lights up like a Roman candle. When I reach that West Texas town. Baby, turn the porch light on. Your big papa's coming home to that West Texas town.
They know how to let it all hang out. Way down.
Bill pulled a keg, then grabbed some gold long necks. Drank tequila and a Dixie cup way, way, way down, way down Texas way.
Is so beautiful when everything is fine, but when it is like hers and mine, it lives and dies at least 10,000 times. Tell me something bad about Tulsa. How those old oil wells smell in the wind. Tell me something bad about Tulsa, so I won't have to go back believing I belong there again. As blue as Tulsa skies, I kept getting lost in when I met her. Hair like Oklahoma sand, I could run my hands through forever. But all good things must end, all rivers have to bend. I keep running out, but she keeps pulling me back in. Tell me something bad about Tulsa, how those old oil wells smell in the wind. Tell me something bad about Tulsa, so I won't have to go back, even I belong there again. Tell me something bad about Tulsa, so I won't have to go back believing I belong there again.
Short Straight on the Stephen Roy podcast. Is that beautiful or what? That is a beautiful song. God, it made me teary. That's how good it is, really. Well, that's going to do it for me on today's show. I sure hope you enjoyed it because I enjoy bringing it to you. Got more good music to play. Another, 17 and a half minutes on the podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. This next song I'm going to play for my D. That song almost made me get teary, and here she is. She just walked in. I almost cried because it was so beautiful. And she's beautiful. Here's Lee Greenwood.
You believe that I've changed your life forever, and you're never gonna find another somebody like me. And you wish you had more than just a lifetime to give back all I've given you, and that's what you believe. But I owe you sunlight in the morning and the nights of honest love that time can't take away. And I owe you more than life now, more than ever. I know that it's the sweetest debt I'll ever have to pay. I'm amazed when you say it's me you live for. You know that when I'm holding you, you're right where you belong. And my love, I can't help but smile with wonder when you tell me all I've done for you, 'cause I've known all along that I owe you the sunlight in the morning and the nights of honest loving that time can't take away. And I owe you more than life now, more than ever. I know that it's the sweetest debt I'll ever have to pay.
It's a special little Texas town, about big as a minute, and it's sure more special now that you are in it. Oh, everybody's somebody in Lukin Park, Texas. There ain't nobody here. Everybody's somebody in Lukin Park, Texas. There ain't nobody, nobody here. 'Cause everybody's somebody here.
What you've done, how could you fall so far? You should be ashamed of yourself. So I was ashamed of myself. The lies I believed, they got some roots, they run deep. I let them take a hold of my life. I let them take control of my life. Standing in your presence, Lord, I can feel you digging all the roots up. I feel you healing all my wounds up. All I can say is hallelujah. Look what you've done. Look what you've done in me. You spoke your truth into the lies of letting my heart believe. Look at me now. Look how you made me new. The enemy did everything that he could do. Oh, but look what you've done. Suddenly all the shame is gone. I thought I was too broken, now I see. You were breaking new ground inside of me. Standing in your presence, Lord, I can feel you digging all my roots up.
Got a front row seat to the madness. I pick up my phone every morning out of habit. I've been fiending for the drama, yeah, I said it. I'm addicted to the rush, need a medic. When I take a step back, I can see it. All the pain, all the fear we've been feeling. Losing sight of the thing that Take a good long look in the mirror. Search my heart and soul, make it clearer. Help me take your love, trade the bitter. Leave it in the dust, help me leave it in the dust, Lord. We've been preaching, we've been drinking in the vanity. Now it's got us questioning our sanity. And we wonder how we get all this anxiety.
Come on.